Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's
coming up and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs by simply having us help you out and you help us out. And that's what it is that we try to do. But to my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he's on the road, and so he's not with us today.
But when is he not on the road?
Oh.
That's what I want to know.
It happens every now and then. I may be on the road myself at some point, maybe out for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
I mean, it's been so long since I've seen Mr. Dukes, I forgot what he looks like.
Oh, he was here before you came.
No, I've worked with you guys a couple of times. I know what he looks like, but he hasn't been here since I've become a regular on the show, so I kind of forgot what he looks like.
Well, I'll tell him that he's missed.
Yes, he is, very much so.
Now, that extra voice on the phone over there, that's our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work for us. And Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. And in radio parlay, this is not the other side of the phone. This is the other side of the glass. There's a glass partition between Gene and myself here in the studio.
Okay. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what this show is all about. And for tonight's show, I got some information that I'd like to give out. I asked a question regarding entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so I'd like to have you just to think about this for a second, but how many of you out there have thought of becoming an entrepreneur? Just thought about it. Or you had an idea of starting a business. How many of you out there may have thought of that? Well, what I decided to dedicate tonight's show to share some information with you so that you can get an idea on what you can do if you like to start a business, or better still, I guess how many of you out there would like to work for yourself, but you don't know what you can do. Ever have that thought pop up? You like to work for yourself, like to have your own business, but you don't know what to do and where you can start. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas as to how you can get started on becoming what you probably have thought about becoming, but you just can't seem to figure out how to get started. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some tips. But also, if you notice, if you have some questions for me or you have some comments to make, you're welcome to give me a call. And number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. But that's how you can call and ask a question. I'm not an expert at all of this because I'm an entrepreneur myself. But
I got to ask you, though, in all the time that you've been doing this show and in all the time that you've been working on your entrepreneur business, have you met somebody, or even yourself for that matter, who knows everything? Is there like a grand poobah, if you will,
no,
of being an entrepreneur?
Nope. Nobody knows at all.
Really?
No.
So you haven't crossed that. You haven't found that person yet or that entity.
Now, I've crossed paths with thousands of people who started their own business just the same way I've started with an idea, but even they will tell you they don't know all of it. All they can do is share their experiences, which is exactly the same as me sharing my experiences, but the purpose is so that we help each other. But there's no gurus out there,
right? So what has worked for you and your businesses might not necessarily say work fully for me if
right.
I want to start a business. It's just a starting off point. And it's a way to kind of test drive, okay, this worked for Gene, let's see if it works for me. No, but it gave me an idea. Let's build off of that and go the other way.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give you some tips in terms of how I think you could get started.
Sure.
If you've been thinking about it. Matter of fact, you kind of beat me to the punch, but I was going to ask you, have you ever thought of starting your own business or becoming an entrepreneur?
There's been a couple of instances where I have.
You have, and then something happened.
Yeah, it's either something else got in the way, or I simply didn't have the time.
Didn't have the time. Oh,
I work a lot.
Oh, well, that brings out question number one.
All right.
Is it's not a question; it's a statement. If you have the thought of creating something, then it's up to you to make the time.
Okay.
Outside of that, you'll never get started, which is some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight.
It's basically the old adage of, if you want something badly enough, go get it.
Right. So what I want to do is inspire some of you to get off the thought that you're too busy and decide to say, I'm going to get started.
All right.
Because nothing is going to happen instantly.
Right. It's a process.
Okay? It's a process that you got to be willing to go through. And it's a process you've never gone through before. And so I'm pretty certain that most entrepreneurs or people who've started a business will tell you there's always something around the corner that you didn't anticipate that's waiting for you because it's learning how to get over that obstacle. But you're going to have many obstacles. And so I'm going to give you some ideas on what you can do if you have that thought. So, first thing I'm going to say is, all of your ideas come from your thoughts. 100% of them. Even if you're looking at somebody else and you get the idea, it comes to you through your mind, and it's your thought. So everything starts with the thought of you recognizing that something seems to make sense. You say, I'd like to start a business, but I don't know how. I'd like to create something where I can make some money, but I don't know how. Well, that's the truth. So I'm going to give you some tips on how you can do that. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break just for a second so you hear something from our sponsors. But I'll be right back in order to help you entrepreneurs that would like to start your business, but you don't know what to do.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
That's what you've got to do if you ever decide to start a business, because it is going to take some time, and the only one that can give it that time is you. Now, so I'm going to give you some tips on how basically that you can do that. So the thought is, would you like to work for yourself, but you don't know what you can do? Okay, first thing I'm going to say is you do know what you can do. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. You do know what you can do. So based on you knowing what you can do, I'm going to suggest that you start putting together a list of what you think you can do, because that will make you aware of what you don't know how to do. So you get the idea or the thought of doing something or creating something where you can make money, the first thing I'm going to say is you do know what you want to do, which is to start the business based on your idea. So you already know that. Okay, so once that comes to you, you do know what you want to do. What you may not know is how to do it. And I'd say, welcome to the club. But the second thing I'd like to say is that you also know what you like to do. Now, they're not the same. First one I said is that you know what you can do, okay? Because you got an idea, so you know what you can do, but you think about the things that you don't know how to do. Well, from that, I'm going to suggest the next thing to do is to think about what you like to do and write those things down. Okay, so you should have two lists. What you can do and what you like to do. Okay, for example, let's say you like to talk.
Which you know I do.
Right, so you can talk and you like to talk. So now you have something that makes some sense to you, whereby you're looking at some ability and you say, I can use this because I like doing it. Okay, but let's just say that you know that what you can do is to make something.
Well, make something how? Like with your hands, with?
Right, with your hands.
Okay.
This is where your list comes into play, because
okay,
it's your thoughts coming out of your head in terms of what you can do.
Right, for you, okay. For argument's sake, it would be like building a chair. For me, for argument's sake, it's fixing a car.
If you think that you can do that.
Yeah.
Now, do you like doing it? It's a second question.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Because some things you can do, but you don't like doing them.
Yeah.
Okay, for example, I can talk on the radio all day. I don't like putting together scripts and following them.
Right.
Okay. However, that comes along with the game.
Yeah, that's what you got to do in our business.
Right. So once that thought comes to you about something that you think that you can do as a business, then think of what you can do in order to get it started. And write them down, because you need to be able to see what came out of your mind. Don't think of them in your head, because there's nobody in your head but you. But when you write them down, you get a chance to show yourself and anybody else what you can do, but also write down what you like to do. And what you like to do may have nothing to do with what you think it does as far as your business is concerned, but I didn't mention anything about making choices at this point. Discover what it is that you would like to do. Okay, so you would like to start a business, but you don't know how. But you might want to start a specific type of business. That's where you put in, what are you thinking about? What is that thought that's on your mind that you say, I believe I can start a business doing this. Or I had an idea that just popped into my mind that I could do this. Okay, from that, then think of what you can do already. Because you want to be able to use things that you can do. But more so, you really want to use the things that you like to do also. And so see if your thoughts have generated you to think about what it is that you like doing and what it is that you can do, because the only thing that's left is how can you do it? And so I'm going to give you some, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but once you have the idea, once the idea has popped into your mind and you recognize the things that you can do, and you recognize the things that you like doing, or then once you look at that combination of words that came out of your head, see if that kind of fits into your thoughts as far as imagining the business. Now, once you've looked at that, you're not supposed to have the answer right away. You're supposed to be looking at pieces that you probably want to use and can use in the business idea that you have. Anyway, so the next thing is to recognize what you don't know. Okay, so you want to start a business, you have an idea, you think about what it is that you can do, and you think about what it is that you like doing, that you like to do, but you got them written down so you can look at them and you can show them to other people. But you begin to recognize what you don't know, which is the key, because building a business requires you learning about what you don't know. Okay, so that leads to the next third step that I'm having is recognizing what you don't know regarding your business, regarding your idea. You have the idea, and so it's very important to recognize you got the idea, it came to you, and you can visualize how it can make some money or help some people, whether it's a product or service, but you can begin to visualize that. Now, what you don't know how to do, once you recognize that, then number one, decide to go learn how to do it. Okay, decide to go learn how to do it. There are many ways that you can go learn, but make a decision to go learn how to do it. Now, that comes back to something that Matt mentioned earlier. What if you're too busy? Well, it's your idea. So you must make time for your idea, because it's your business, if you want it to see whether it can work or not. Many people get stuck right there. Many people feel as though their time is all used up. They got a job that keeps them busy. And so the idea goes by the wayside. That's probably one of the worst things we do as humans, because some of us make those decisions and we become quite happy, quite successful, and some of us wish we had done that. So recognize what you don't know and go learn it. Now, there's several ways that you can learn it. Okay? First thing is get the knowledge from someone else that has the expertise that you don't know. And hopefully they're a friend of yours or somebody that you do know. But you can do things like maybe take a class, but a class is for everybody. So really, it has limiting features because it may not fit you exactly. You may know people that know you that you could also ask and get their thoughts. Now, here's something regarding the thoughts. Be aware of all the naysayers. There should be some naysayers that come along.
What do you mean should? Usually there's more than a handful.
Only if you recognize them.
Yeah.
But there should be some naysayers. The naysayers are the ones that are actually giving you the motivation to go do what is inside of you anyway. The difference is you got to know how to accept the naysayers and appreciate them because they're supposed to be there. Okay? That's what's going to allow you to discover whether you're going to go past what you hear from them or you're going to let them stop you because they care about you and they don't want to see you hurt and all these other reasons that they'll come up with. But it's your idea. So you want to think of people that you know that have expertise, and those people who you know that may not have expertise, ask them who else they know. That's all. Just
everybody knows somebody. If they don't have an answer, chances are they got a guy for it or a girl.
Right, but you won't get it unless you ask for it. Okay, so asking comes along with you creating a business.
And there's no such thing as a dumb question. Yeah.
Only in your mind.
Exactly. And the way I look at it, I'd rather ask a million questions and get put on the right track than just start stumbling going, what the hell am I doing?
Well, now that comes to you in the second half of the show.
Okay.
I'll give you a warning. I'm going to ask you, what would you like to do in your future?
You mean aside from what I'm already doing?
Yes. What would you like to do as a business? What would you like to do as an entrepreneur? Maybe it's like giving you 2 minutes to think about it before I just kind of ask you outright. But,
all right.
But now there's some other thoughts. I'm going to give you one. If you know somebody else that is doing something similar to you, join up with them to look at how are they going about getting their business or product or service off the ground. Okay, so because this way you have somebody to watch and you have somebody that may give you comments and tips because of the things that they've learned so far. Okay, so there's a zillion wannabes out there. There's a zillion people who will help you, provided you let them know you want some help. The worst thing you can do is to think you should know. That's probably one of the most damaging things that we do to ourselves. We think we should know, and I don't know how you can know if you haven't been down that path before. And so many drop out because they think they should know. They have an idea, and it seems to make sense, but they think they should know the solution or the answer. They have the solution in mind, but what it's going to take is where many say, I ought to know how to do it, and maybe that's not the right way to look at it. But I'd like to have you think about that because we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But think about that. Of worst thing you can do is to expect that you should know. And I'll tell you more about that when we come back from hearing from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Don't let nothing stop you, because once you get going, you're going to have lots of obstacles, but don't let nothing stop you, because part of the game is getting you over the hurdles that you must go through. There's no easy road, and unless you believe there is an easy road. But I am offering some tips on this topic tonight. What would you like to, would you like to work for yourself, but you don't know what you can do? Okay, would you like to work for yourself, but you don't know what you can do? Anyway, as I said, that the idea or thought has come to you, the first thing is to recognize you have an idea or thought of providing a product or service or doing something that's going to make a difference, because you have the idea. So I started out by saying you do know what you can do. And I'm trying to say that you need to recognize what you can do. Okay, so you have the idea, you have the thought. Take some time to think about what it is that you can do that may or may not be related to the thought. But think about what you can do, because those things you can do. From that, think about what you would like to do. Okay, so you got the idea, you got thoughts on what it's going to take, and from that, think about what it is that you like to do. Okay, for example, if I like talking, then my role in my business is talking, getting in front of people. Okay, now if I don't like talking, I may like writing.
True.
Okay, so the goal is to get articles or things like that out in front of people.
And we've talked about this on this show, either on this show or on the Employment Opportunity Hour 1,000 times, to stick with the point of talking. Like, if you like to talk, sitting in your seat is the perfect job for you.
Possibly.
Exactly. But if you don't like talking, but you still have an interest in what we do, then there's always somebody like me sitting on this side of things. Who you can't see me, and more often than not, you don't usually hear my voice, because more often than not, I usually don't talk on the show.
Well, you do on this show.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, on other shows I work on here on our network, I usually don't talk. Okay. I'm just the guy running the sound. Mm-hmm. So for every time we have somebody like you, Brian, or anybody else that's on our network, there's always at least 5 or 10 people like me on this side of things running the sound, putting the commercial logs together, putting the commercials together themselves. It's not just one guy doing it. There's 5 or 10 people that are involved with making you sound good.
Now, here's my question for you.
Sure.
What do you like doing versus what it is that you know how to do?
Well, are you talking just for what we do, or are you talking in general?
For
what we do here?
No, I'm talking... You being an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with this.
Right.
but it has to do with you having an idea that you'd like to start a business doing something one day.
Okay.
Because it's a product or service that solves a problem.
Okay. It didn't exactly fully solve a problem, but I...
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Anyway, so I said, what do you like to do? I gave an example. I like to talk.
I like to play video games.
Right, exactly. So I said to write that down. The difference is I can talk on the air.
Yeah.
I can go out and talk out in my community. I could go to a club that's asking people to talk about jobs.
Public speaking
like that.
Engagements.
Right. I can go places and continue to talk.
Right.
Right. So once you recognize what it is that you like doing.
Okay.
Then recognize how long you have been doing it, because probably all of the people that you've already met know that you like to talk.
Right.
So using that as something that you can do to promote your business or to represent your business, that's where you should focus on the things that you can do that you like doing, and leave the other things to somebody else.
Okay.
Okay, so you start to recognize, how can you be a part of your idea and part of your business, but what are you missing that somebody else has that you don't have? And so talking is just one. If you like singing, then go somewhere and sing. Okay, you could write articles if you like writing as part of that list of things that you like to do. So you don't have to physically necessarily be doing the work, but you focus on the things that you like doing, that you're good at doing, and all the other pieces, then try to find the assistance from others that like doing that.
A perfect example of that, and I've talked about this with her in the past, my girl, much like me, is a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. And I've had her on another radio show I worked on for another station that I was employed by. She's talked on the air with me a couple of times, either on the phone line or she's been in studio with me, mm-hmm. with the show I was producing. And she loves sports, but she hates public speaking. Not that she hates it, it's just harder for her.
Right.
So, to that point, she doesn't like to talk, but she expresses herself in another way. She writes.
Mm-hmm.
She covers the Tampa Bay Lightning, the hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
She covers them for an independent fan site in town.
Mm-hmm.
So, she couldn't talk about it. See, me, I have no problem talking, as you know.
Sort of.
Yeah. She can't. Like, she can talk, but she can't express herself as freely and as easily as I can.
Right.
So she does it. She expresses herself in writing. That's how she does it.
Right, but that's where you start looking at how can we team up so that we're providing something as a team, because you're going to need to build a team anyway.
Right.
So when you find individuals that like doing what they do, and it fills a void for something that you need to do, but you don't like to do it or don't know how to do it.
Right.
Then you form relationships, which is part of it. If you like talking, you'll naturally form relationships. But outside of that, you can't have relationships expecting somebody to be in a relationship when they just don't, when you don't know what they need, they don't know what you need. And so, therefore, you're missing some ability. But I said, once you recognize that, go learn as much as you can about what are you going to need? What would you like to put into your business? Okay, so think about what is that. Now, for example, I'm going to say learn about as much of business as you can, but find someone else who has been in business, that understands business, so that you can do what you do and they can assist you by taking the knowledge that they have. Okay, in some cases you may partner up with them. In some cases they may offer to do a service for you. In some cases you may have to pay for the expertise. Okay, my suggestion is pay for the expertise when you can afford it. But if you can't afford it, don't pay for it. It will come to you anyway on time.
Or in time.
In time or on time. Okay, when you can least expect it will come. But trying to do all of it is not going to happen. It's probably one of the worst things you can do, because depending on your idea, it's going to involve other people, and then you got to find a way of doing what you do that you are good at doing and know how to do. But for those other skills and abilities, if you don't have them, don't pretend to have them. Find people that would like to help you out, because there are a lot of people out there who want to help you with their knowledge. I've had so many people to help me with their knowledge so I can continue doing what I'm doing. Okay, so I want you to begin to think about that, because the idea has come to you. How you're going to do it hasn't come. That's what you got to go build. And you build that by thinking of the things that you're missing as well as the things that you already have, because the idea came to you. The other part is being able to sell your idea to others in order for them to see how they could help you. So that's...
Well, in a way, and this may also be prevalent to the next show as well, aside from being an entrepreneur, you're also being a salesman, in that you got to sell yourself for not only being able to start your own business, but being able to go to work in general.
I'm going to give you my opinion on that.
Sure.
Okay. Because
by all means.
You mentioned something about our next show, but our next show is on jobs. But outside of jobs, it comes back to what else do you need? Some people are natural salespeople, and they don't know it. Okay? Those who talk about selling, and some have to go to school for it. Some can try all they want, but their understanding of selling is off track. They don't like selling. They like helping. When the other people are saying you sold me without you trying to sell, then that's what you want to become aware of, because when you can tell people your thoughts and they buy into it, then you've sold them on it. So without trying to sell something to them. One of the biggest problems salespeople have is trying to sell somebody something and not talking about how it benefits them or can benefit them so that someone buys into them. Okay, that's an industry that suffers a lot. There are a lot of people that can do that, and there are so many others that cannot. And especially if they have a job doing it, but they don't like doing it. Because we're all good at something. But anyway, join someone else that has some knowledge that you need in order for you to learn some of that knowledge while you're trying to get your business off the ground. Okay? Now, the other thing is always think about the idea that you have. The idea came to you. It did not come to the others. Your role is to tell people your idea. And your role is to tell people, where are you in your idea? Okay, that's what your role is to tell us how far are you if you've gotten started. If you haven't gotten started, that's okay too. Tell us your idea, but you haven't gotten started on it. Because you want to tell people what you're working on, or you want to tell people the idea so you can begin to recognize what it is that you have to do, get started doing, but they will see you getting started. It's very important for people to see you doing what it is that you set out to do instead of talking about it. You don't want to be one of those people that talk about your idea, but you never get started on it. You never make time to get started on your own idea. Okay, there are lots of people out there that do that, and hopefully I can persuade some of you, if you're listening to this, to recognize it's your idea. Nobody has your idea. So the sooner you get started on it, the quicker the help will come. But sitting around waiting for help to come, that's not going to happen. Okay, you've got to lead people by leading your own idea, your thought, and your business. Others will join you. Okay, but we're going to take a short break because my time is running out here. But stay tuned. I'll tell you a couple more things about what you can do in order to get started.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here to find that purpose. Look here because we think that you do know what that purpose is. And all we want you to do is find it because it's been on your mind. And you've got to recognize it's on your mind. I'm talking about what would you like, would you like to work for yourself, but you don't know what you can do to get started? I've been giving out some ways of looking at it. If you know you'd like to get started, I'm giving you some tips on how to get started. Anyway, so I've gone through a couple of things. I'm just going to mention those. That is to write down what you can do since you have an idea of starting a business. You got an idea of something has come to you, product or service, whatever it is. But what is it that you know how to do given that you've been presented with an idea or a thought? And from what you can do, or in addition to that, write down what you like to do. And write down as much as you can so that you can begin to recognize what you like doing, which should be functions that you do, and what you can do, which should be functions that you can do. The purpose is that you recognize what you can do to get started and what you may be lacking in order to how to go find it someplace else. So anyway, so once you have that as far as getting started, then you want to be willing to get started. Now, here's some other tips I'm gonna talk about. Once you recognize what you can do, what you like doing, then tell as many people as you can what you are trying to do. Tell them your idea. Tell them your thought. Now, obviously, if you like talking, then the challenge is getting in front of people so you can continue to talk. Now, if you don't like talking, then you've got to find a way to tell people what your idea is because it's your idea. So being willing to tell what the idea is going to be on you because nobody else has your idea. Now, some will have it if you tell them, but they cannot have it if you don't tell them. So if you tell them your idea, that's what you must be willing to tell them, because that's what you're going to be working on. Now, Matt had mentioned earlier at the start of the show, he had mentioned, what if you're too busy? Well, if you're too busy, then you've got to make a decision on how can you get started, because it's your idea. And many people miss those things because they have ideas, and the ideas just kind of like go away because they don't follow through, because they want instant results. It's going to take some time. You probably have to find a way to make more time, but it's possible to make some time, even if it's just a little bit. The key is getting started. That's the main key. Don't expect to get started for a long time other than getting started. And if you take 5 minutes, it's better than not taking 5 minutes, because 5 minutes could lead to 10 minutes and then 20 and then 2 hours and 3 hours and 5 hours and 8 hours. But it all comes from you getting started, because you got other things going on in your life. So you are thinking about how can you take this idea or thought that you have and turn it into something that you would like to see work. Now, so tell as many people as you can if you're around people. Now, if your idea is going to involve people, I'm going to suggest you start getting around people so you can share your idea. And one way to do that is being willing to volunteer to be visible. Okay, you could go to networking events. You could go to job fairs. You could go to entrepreneurial places. Become visible so people now can relate the face with the name and the idea. Anyway, so that if you're not comfortable getting in front of people, well, that's going to be a problem, because now you got to find somebody else to represent your idea that likes getting in front of people. And it's okay to get in front of people and tell them you're not used to being in front of people, because you will get used to it. But you could also learn from so many other people who have gone before you as entrepreneurs. Find out what their obstacles were or their challenges. Now, as far as your idea, you could get a part-time job doing it. Okay, let's say you have a job right now and you're working, and you have the thought, but you don't know how to get started. Possibly see if you can find a part-time job to get started on learning just one particular skill or one thing that you know that you're going to need to know. You already mentioned writing an article. Write several articles. Find a way of getting your articles out to different people. There are magazines, there are publications, there's local newspapers, there's the internet. To find ways of getting little things out to people so you can start building your story. Don't wait to have a story. Start telling people where you're at, how you're getting started. You'd be surprised how many people will join in. In your community, join other groups of people with entrepreneurs or ideas. They're out there. There are people who meet. And there's a lot of entrepreneur groups that are out there in your community where you can try to find out who's doing that. There's lots of social clubs, people like tennis clubs, or people who get together and they play ball or basketball. They're still human beings that are all doing something. And so get involved so that people can become familiar with your face and who you are and what are you trying to do. And the last thing, really not the last thing, is keep your vision or dream in front of you. Okay, if you got it written down, then keep it in front of you so that you can remind yourself, why are you making this sacrifice in order to go do something that you'd like to do anyway? And you're trying to find that out. And the last thing I'm going to say, make sure you write mostly everything down. Do not trust your memory. Keep records. Keep records of your journey so that you can pass those on to others. Read others' journeys, or get to listen to other people's journeys, because you're on the path going to do something that you believe in, and the only way to go do it is for you to do it since you believe in it. And you can attract other people along the way by telling them what you're lacking or what you're missing, because we all have something that we're willing to give to others. and some of us give it, and hopefully you're a giver. Giving doesn't cost one dime, and you will not find out until you run into people who enjoy helping others. The purpose is to set possibly you'll pick up that habit and help others when they would like to have help as well, especially when they're looking for answers. So become a helper of others, because they will want to find out what it is that you're trying to do and see if they can help you, or think of who else they might know that could help you. By doing that, you'll be building your network of people who will support your business and support your journey, because you're going to thank them for helping you get to where you want to go based on your idea. So, anyway, this is how you could, if you thought about starting a business, or I'll say creating a business, you got a product or service or an idea that pops into your head, well, that's the great thing. How to do it, you're not supposed to know how to do it. You're supposed to go learn how to do it. Okay, so if you expect the instant results, it's not going to happen that way. You must be willing to go learn the unknown. It's the same way the ideas come to you, has come from the unknown. And you must be willing to take what you know and start putting it together so others will join in and help you. And the bottom line is, you can't make anybody do it. Okay, it's important to know those that are willing to help, and how willing are you to help others? That's really what it comes down to for entrepreneurs, because we all could use some help in order to move our product or service, but how helpful are you for others? And there's always time to make time for you. If not, then I'm going to suggest you go to your employer and even tell your employer what you want to do, because they may tell you to take some time to go do it. They also may tell you what else they're doing on the side while they're working, because that's how a lot of people get their businesses off the ground. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's how you can get started if you don't know what to do. Go look in the mirror. Start with yourself. Start with the idea. Make sure the idea is written down, because it's just an idea or a thought. The how comes with you putting it together. And the first thing to do is to look at how much do you already know. And again, you must be willing to write that down so you can have something to show others, put together a resume or a bio so we can look at what it is that you know how to do. And in some cases, you can tell us, when did you do it, who did you do it for, so that you start building a reputation as well. But anyway, I'd like to have you think about that, because this is how you can get your business started doing what it is that you like to do anyway. But anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I'm going to say that if you have the idea or thought, you can indeed do it your way, because it's your idea and you can modify it, change it anytime you get ready. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next, so we can help job seekers to find those ideal jobs as well. But for you entrepreneurs, go out and get started, because you can do it your way along with help from a lot of others. And we're out of here for the time being. And see you soon.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.